Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Jeff.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up. Share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening. It is Mindful Monday. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. I saw a lot of people out and about doing fun things, doing safe things at times. Some safe, some not so safe. But it was just good to see and hear the buzz. You know, I just want us all to remember that this is not over yet. It is not over yet. And we have to be mindful of that, be mindful of what we need to do, and be mindful of others, please. You know, it is foolish to be obsessed with past failures, and it's just as foolish to be self-satisfied with one small achievement. The present and the future are what? Important, not the past. It teaches us a spirit of unceasing challenge to win over the present and advance ever toward the future. Those who neglect this spirit of continued striving steer their lives in erroneous direction. We're not about going and running ourselves here. I want you to be mindful. Do not allow anyone to intimidate you. Do not allow anyone to play on your intelligence, and definitely do not allow anyone to disrespect you. You have to speak up and speak out about that. I'd like to give congratulations out to the National Congress of Black Women, the National. They had their 37th annual honorees event yesterday. I'm a member of the Los Angeles chapter. This is an organization that inspires and empowers. It's about communities and social justice. These are real, real change makers. The theme for their event was, through it all, we are still standing. So I want you to remind yourself of that every hour of the day. Through it all, we are still standing. You need to strengthen your legs, strengthen your heart, strengthen your strong determination, and always, always demonstrate this using love. We have Miss Tiffany Jones coming on with us today. Tiffany with an I. I like to say that. We're going to be short and sweet today, and that I means I will check it out, and I will get the job done. That's what Tiffany is all about. So I'm going to just give you something to wake you up on. on a Monday, be mindful. Be mindful of who you are, so therefore you can be mindful of others. Short and sweet, and I'd like to say Tiffany with an I, because that I means I will check it out, observe it, we'll find out a solution, and get it done. Tiffany Jones, are you on the air with us with Waking Up with Linda Mac Share and the Care and Share briefly today? How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Tiffany, I'm having a wonderful day, and I hear it in your voice. I really, really appreciate you taking out time, because you're busy, busy, busy. We got a lot of things that are happening here to come and care and share with us this evening. So where are we going to go with this? Well, what's happening? Tell us what's going on through the community, in the world, in the universe. What do you want to talk about?
Well, it's been interesting out there these past few days. I mean, we had the recall election, last week, and people are kind of settling into the recall and who's been there, Gavin Newsom being reelected, all that.
Mm-hmm.
I just learned just a couple days ago that now the residential zoning, the R1 zoning, they just
mm-hmm.
passed a law that you could build up to like 4 levels
okay.
in a residential zone.
Okay.
So that's going to change the landscape of what LA is going to look like in the next, I would say, 10 years. Definitely going to, you know, we won't have that beautiful landscape, so to speak, where you don't see any tall buildings unless you go downtown. And there's some areas, you know, you can see that when you go to the observatory. You could see that if you come to LAX and there's, you know, there are rooftops and things of that nature where you can see the landscape and you can see parts where they have tall buildings and sections. But okay, the landscape of Los Angeles is so beautiful. It's just going to be interesting how that happens and what's going to go on with that. I know a lot of historical communities have been fighting it over the years because they did not want a four-unit building next to their home.
Okay.
It just takes away from the view, right? and right next door you have people and it's obstructing your view and you have more people next door to you than you might possibly want. And it's not a house. It's now a complex with units and more people.
No,
and that drives
I'm trying
more
to hear. It's not cutting you off. You say four levels or four units?
Four levels. So we can go, we can build up now. Okay, because, yes. So, you know how it was in New York and how it is in New York and they started building up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our landscape is going to change and be very similar to that as we start moving into these residential areas and building up. Like I said, there's some neighborhoods where they have fought that for years not to build higher than one level.
Mm-hmm.
And now they just passed the law that says you can build up to four levels.
Wow. So
in a residential area.
Okay. So that's going to take some of that sunshine that's been shining through that kitchen window from the east. That's going to block that out. So it's going to be quite a few. It will be interesting. I'm going to look further into that because where's your view? You don't have one anymore. Or, you know, if you're still with your one level and you got four levels next to you, how does that make you feel? Wow. Okay. And
so that means...
I'm sorry, go on, Tiffany.
So that means that very same thing that you're talking about. And I remember years ago in the district that I just ran, in District 30, that was a problem because they were taking these houses. They were demolishing the houses. They buy them, of course, demolish the homes, and they build these, you know, four or five level properties. I think no more than four level, and they would be apartment complexes, and they are, and you know, it just takes away from the neighborhood. So you have some homes and you have apartment complexes, and right now because it's the apartment complexes are so new coming into where there were homes, it just you know, makes the landscape look a little different. But definitely people weren't excited about that. They were not. Because, again, you can have a two- or three-level story home and block the next person, your neighbor's view. Like you said, the sunlight isn't shining.
Sunlight's not shining in anymore. I think I remember, I don't know what district that Pico area was, but like the because we deal a lot with the neighborhood councils, and that was, and they called them at that time mega mansions that they were speaking of when this was going on to take care of that. Well, you know, as we say, nothing is the same anymore. And it appears that, you know, try it and see what happens. If you want to build like that, then you should just get you some vacant land and build you a commercial property, you know, and place it where I prefer to not have my orange garden blocked, the sun blocking it, okay? after you've worked so hard to get to that spot, you're on that dirt. That dirt doesn't go anywhere. You know, once you're on it, you're on it. So, wow. Well, that's good to know that this is happening. I haven't been keeping up. I haven't been keeping up with a lot of the new developments that are coming in and trying to figure out, oh, okay, how are they going to maintain those? That's going to take people, okay? You have to have people to deal with people. It's good because it's good to have automation and technology and all that stuff, but what about if the lights go out or, you know, you lose all your data? I believe in technology and the old-fashioned way, too, and a journal, okay? Because if you lose it, you're in big trouble. So same with our phones. We keep everything in the phone. The phone go out and you're in a bind. So you have to record those numbers in the old-fashioned way, as we say, in a journal. So you got some backup to take on to that. But that's interesting, and it's the R01 zoning, four levels up. Okay. I haven't been to any city council meetings. I love to go to city council meetings because you hear everything, you know. And then you hear the gripes, you hear the complaints, you hear the people that's been screaming of the same old thing for the last 15 years, and you kind of know their story. You know when they get up there what they're going to say. But that's the only way you're going to get the information that you need. You have to be at the table and put some carrots in that stew pot, because everybody has a different opinion of things, you know, and some of us are mindful and some of us aren't. And we think our opinions is the only one. As I was stating when I came on, you know, to be mindful not to let anyone play on your intelligence or disrespect you or undermine you. You have to, like, straighten it out, because people will use those type of actions on what we're going through now. But I tell them, excuse me, those basics will never change. I don't care if it's pandemic, bendemic, or whatdemic. You must be mindful. You must be mindful of yourself first. So therefore, you have to be mindful of others. And you have people going through a lot of stuff, and they try to pull you into your arguments. They do wrong, and they want to flip it on you and tell you what you should do. And she's like, oh, no, don't worry about that. We got that covered. You worry about what you didn't do, and you're going to have to deal with that. And when you go at individuals that way, it's not that you're being ugly, but you're reminding them, okay? And you need to be mindful of your actions, because sometimes you'll cut off your foot, okay? Playing stupid or trying to intimidate. So this past weekend I've been putting out a lot of fires, and that's a good thing, because that's why I'm putting out your fire. I'm putting out mine too, okay? And it makes me pull back and think and look at things a certain way. But I'm going to look into this zoning. That's not a good feeling to have spent a lot of money on your home with your rose garden on the left. And then here comes this big old four-story, and your roses are no longer getting sunshine. I can imagine that will be upsetting. So I'm going to look further into that. I'm glad you came on to share that with us. And I don't know, I know that you're a very busy lady, Tiffany, with an I, that's getting it done, that's finding the solutions, and we'll get it taken care of. Did you want to share something with what's happening on the East Coast? Or if not, you don't have to, but I'm just trying to pick you here today.
I know. And I know today is Mindful Mondays, and usually I sometimes come on Fridays with Find It Out Friday.
Yes.
And so I know that was the residential zoning was a Find It Out Friday topic. And
okay.
I did find it out on Friday, actually.
Okay.
But I wanted to share it with you guys here on Monday. There are some new things going on that I'm doing. I'm going to be hosting my own show here back east. And it will be a political show. We'll be having political commentary, bipartisan, of course.
Okay.
Because I believe in a democracy, we need to represent both sides and really have a great conversation about all things.
Okay.
And in order to understand people, we need to have those conversations. So I'll be talking to you.
Yeah. sitting here.
I know, Linda, about that.
I know. And I know I'm going to come on the show and I got to put on my lipstick because this is not audio, this is visual. So that means I have to make sure I get enough sleep that night and put on some lipstick and bring my big bright smile. And I will be glad to assist and support you as you have assisted and supported us. Now, you know, I get a little bit sticky with that politics, but, you know, we can talk about it, okay? We can talk about it. So just let me know.
And we need to.
Oh, yeah.
We need to.
Yeah. And that's why I love talking with you, because you deal with the bipartisan. I like to hear both sides of everything. And then when you can hear both sides of everything, you come with the meetings of the mind and figure out what works and what don't work and bring it all together. And that's a good thing to know both sides. I tell people it doesn't remind you of the party that you're involved with, Democratic, Republican, conservative, progressive, whatever. It's like the most important thing is not the party, it's the people. Okay, and as long
Absolutely.
As we can keep that at the forefront, then we can work through all of this. Like the National Congress of Black Women, as I was mentioning earlier when I came on, their theme for their 37th annual, this was from the National in Washington, D.C. You know, they're all over the country. And I'm participating in the Los Angeles chapter, but there's chapters all over. And their theme was, through it all, we are still standing. I says, well, I like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Through it all,
mm-hmm.
we are still standing. So, you know, by saying that, that means to strengthen up your legs and strengthen up your heart, strengthen up your determination. But when you do it, you demonstrate it using love. So when you can bring all different opinions and attitudes, it's hard to do. It's hard to do, but it can be done, you know. And after it gets going, I just cannot wait. I want to be on, not put me in the middle somewhere after they done made friends, okay? put me kind of like in the middle.
We know,
of those segments, you know, because, you know, Mouthy Sue over here, Chatty Catty, they'll hit a nerve and it will be on and kicking. And I have to put on my actress face.
Well, you know, I think that, yes, we do have to be diplomatic, but we also have to be truthful.
Oh,
we also have to be true to how we feel about certain things. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I want to show that people are authentic, just like people are authentic on your show. You know, people say what they mean. They don't sugarcoat it. They're straight to the point, and they're very truthful. So that's the type of show that I would like to have, and I will have. And I think the unique thing about you that people probably don't know is that you came from Texas. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been a part of Texas, so you know the Texan way, and you now live in California.
Mm-hmm.
So you know both sides, and you can speak on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
And so that is what I want to capture when you come on the show, because I think there are a lot of people that, you know, are only one-sided or even if they have experienced the other side, they don't bring that to the table. They just talk about whatever side that they're on, and they totally discount the other, which, to me, like I said, bipartisan nation, we need to have knowledge about both.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
Definitely.
Your perspective is going to be great, because people are going to wonder, well, wait a minute, this woman who's from Texas came to California, and she's not only does she understand the conservative side of things, but she also understands it from a very progressive, moderate, whatever you want to say, that's how I feel that you are, perspective as well. So, which is great, you know.
Well, you know,
You need to put different things in the stew pot.
Oh, yeah. You got to put that pot on the table. And sometimes you have to serve some beef, and sometimes you have to serve them some ground turkey. You know, it just depends on where the hunger lies, what kind of appetite is out there. But in order to do that, you have to have had opportunity to taste all of those sides, okay? And we still learn moment by moment, day by day, and we can always learn. We can learn from babies, you know. We're always at that learning stage. But it makes you feel very, how can I say it, you feel relieved when you can share. That's all it is sharing. And persons can only, how can they understand the taste of strawberry ice cream when they only been eating vanilla? Okay? You don't expect them to. So what you have to do is take a little bit, a piece of that vanilla or that strawberry and put it on the tip of that spoon and say, stick your tongue here and tell me what you think. Okay? Just like when you're dealing with children. When I had my facility, my babies ate salads, they ate veggies, they ate everything. And then a lot of their things, they had choices to make butter. We would make our own butter, and that was an activity, and we would talk about the butter. So with small children, which is the same thing with big children, they say, I don't like that. Well, how do you know you don't like that? Have you ever had it? No. Well, how do you know you don't like it? How are you going to say that? So what you do with children, see, it's the taste bud. If you can get to that taste bud, you got them. So you just say, oh, baby, you know, you don't have to eat this. I understand. Yeah, it is kind of yucky looking. But I tell you what, just put your tongue on the spoon. You tap that taste bud and you get them. Okay? Same thing with big children. You have to tap that taste bud. Now, some people are hungry and they won't admit it. So you have to be able to see through that. You know, it's not, you don't look at the person, you look in the person, especially when you're going visual. Me, I have to hear. I have to hear. I have to learn how to listen. And I had to shut my mouth, because if you're talking all the darn time, you don't hear nothing. So my skill is to listen, and I can hear it, okay? So therefore, I can work my end the way I work it. But when you're dealing visual and you're out there, you have to be able to look past that person, because you and I know about the mask that everybody wear. It's like, but you have to be able to be patient enough to be compassionate enough. See, it's about compassion in order to get out of that individual what you need to get out of them. It's compassion. And you peel that onion skin back until you get to that point. But it's skill. And sometimes you forget that skill. So my thing is, you want me to come on and talk about the different sides, but what you don't want me to do is express Texas, okay, because we do it a different way. We do it a different way. And most individuals, right. We do it a different way. And you will meet, they're very close, the East Coast people. New Yorkers and Texans are real close as far as how they express themselves. The West Coast, you got different kind of versions here. I find that they can say whatever they want to say to you, but when you tell it to them, they can't take it. Well, to a Texan, it's like, don't say it, because you're going to hear it. Because we're not going to carry it. If you bring it in the kitchen, we're going to handle it in the kitchen. We can't take it in the living room. That's extra energy, right? So you learn these things. And, oh, yeah, you don't take the living room. You brought it here. We're going to handle it here, okay? Let's clear it up so we can keep moving forward, because it's all about unity. And like I said, unity without any harmony creates nothing, okay? But unification with action creates victory. And that's where you have to be able to put that stew pot on the table and put those carrots in there and put those potatoes in there. And there's going to be many that don't want you to drop your little carrot in there at all. But it's up to you to what you want to do. You know, me, if I see you don't want me to put my whole carrot in here, I'll blend it up and make it juice. All right, but I'm going to put it in the pot. And we're going to blend it up and talk about it. And that's why you see in visuals. See, I have to work on this because I show everything in my face. See, you can't see me now, but if I come on your show, that means I'm out there. It's showtime, okay? So everything that I do, shows in my face. So therefore, I'm going to have to pull up some of my training. Mm-hmm. I'll be glad to come on. I know it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show because I know how your mind flows and the type of people that you circulate with, and you're going to have some everybody on there, and I understand that. And it's going to be very, very joyful and informative because you're an informer. And I can't wait.
I'm so excited for you to come on the show because I think people – even if your facial expressions, you know, let people know how you feel, I think that's good. You know, people mm-hmm. need to see how you feel. I don't think mm-hmm. you should really hold anything back.
Oh, I don't.
The reason why
Mm-mm.
we know
like
you don't
what
hold
you
anything
is what you get.
Back.
I remember I had a 10 not cutting you off. I used to sit on a lot of boards and a lot of commissions, and they'd be doing their little crap. And I'd get up and tell them just what, no, that's not going to work. And they'd be looking because they're not used to, you know, that's okay. That's how we get to know each other. And then I might say, oh, well, I hope I didn't embarrass you, you know, because some people don't know how to be authentic. So when they meet authentic and you have to do that dance without no music, they can't quite wrap it around their head, right? And so you have to, like, mm-hmm. let them know, they're just seeing an example of an angry black woman. Excuse me, I ain't angry yet. Mm-hmm. I'm not angry. Because when I get angry, won't be nobody here to tell the story. So you need to get that straight, okay? So don't put me in a box, baby, because that's not what it is. It's just that those were things that had to be said. They might not like it, but if we going to get something done, we got to clear the air, right? You have to clear it.
Exactly.
It has to be cleared. You have to... I took a workshop. It was a leadership training. It was like in the military, but I loved every minute of it because you take away from it what you need, right? And so you go on these retreats. You got to go. And sometimes you don't know where you're going. You don't get your information until you get to your starting point. And you go on your retreats. But before you move out to do this full weekend with these people, right, that you've been arguing with, mm-hmm. cussing out, whatever, if there's anyone there that you need to clear something with, y'all clear it. You got to clear it before you move out. You must clear
mm-hmm.
it. And then you, after you clear it, then you go on your journey. But it has to be cleared. And it was so
mm-hmm.
amazing for me to experience that and to see the outcome of it, you know, what happens after that's done and how you feel and how the other person feels. But really it's not about the other person. Mm-hmm. It's about you because you have to free
mm-hmm.
yourself because you're traveling. You're spending 3 and 4 days with these people, right? And
mm-hmm.
you're in unfamiliar territory, okay? And you all have to have
mm-hmm.
everything straighten out, same thing that you're doing, bringing that by making it bipartisan, and wish you would take it on up to Capitol Hill. Maybe we're going to have to go up there and show them how it's supposed to be done, okay? Mm-hmm. Because everybody's not right all the time, everybody's not wrong all the time. I got my blue suit ready. I'm just going to put it out there now. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to get there. And if it's my time to go. Okay, because once you open that door and put on that boot, you got to be ready to step in the mud. You know that. You've been out there beating them districts and senates and all of that other stuff. And people say, politicians know. I don't like to use those words. We know that they might say it just depends on the individual. It just depends on the issue. It just depends on what you have to do. But if you're authentic with it, everybody will know
mm-hmm.
you as that, okay, no matter how they feel about you. So I cannot wait to get on
That's
the show.
True. I'm
you
so
experience.
Excited, and I'll let you know, the time and the network where people can watch, too, as
yes.
they
yes.
might want to see you. I know they hear you, but they might want to see you.
Yeah, well, you know, they're going to have to, I'll sign some autographs at the end, you know. I like to be seen, but I like that theater stage with that yellow light on me. I love theater, okay? I just love it. So I'm just going to have to go to the theater, and the topic, you know, we'll discuss the topic because, and I don't like the pre-plan, and I know you don't pre-plan either. You go for the real juggler show, and I feel that that's the type of show that this is going to be. And I am delighted, and I am honored, and I will just find the proper lipstick shade that will match your interior decor, okay, and bring out the best. I'm so proud of you, Tiffany with an I. Like I said, you are Tiffany with an I.
Thank you so much.
I get it done, I observe, I find a solution, and I bring it. You know, being growing up as a change agent and training change agents, that's how change makers, we can voice and talk and dance and do whatever we need to do, but until you make that change, and then change is hard to do, you know. I like to do the change of theory. I like theory change, getting in there, upsetting the apple cart. And as I'm changing that situation, or finding the content, I'm also changing within, because you have to change too. Everybody's mm-hmm. changing, and it creates a change. Like I said, those ladies with the NCBW, they're in the communities, they're inspirational, they empower, they deal with the youth. They're about community and definitely social justice, because this is Shirley Chisholm formed this organization. You know who Shirley Chisholm
mm-hmm.
was, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she when I was seeking around, because you wanna saturate yourself with reading fine books and fine people. Okay, you can deal with everybody. You have to be able to deal with everybody. But when it comes down to you, fine books and fine people, and you have to search those people out and take a look and observe,
mm-hmm.
because everybody that say they're going to do, don't do. Okay, so you do, and when you've been in and out and been through the boot camp and the regular camp, you learn how to sit back and pay attention. But these ladies don't play. And so they said, through it all, we are still standing, and they mean that, okay, across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an honor to be able to attend it. It was virtually, but it was the way that it was done, the flow, the love. It's all about love. You can just see it. You can feel it. And the love and the sincerity. Now, that's who you want to connect up with. That's who you want to be with. And it takes you a while to find them. But see, like you're giving, it's not a take-take. It's a give and take. They bind you and pump you up, and you do the same thing, and you jump in that pot and take some beef stew and short ribs and do whatever you have to do to make that soup taste real good, because it takes everybody in order to do it, as you say, the bipartisan way. Your side, you got your opinion. This side has their opinion. You think you're the only one? No. No, you're not the only one. And let me tell you why you're not the only one. Or folks will say a lot when you talk about Texas, most people who've never been, when you tell them you're from Texas, they want to, what do they say? Oh, country and all of that. I say, yep, we're all of that. We're country. Mm-hmm. We eat red beans and rice. Mm-hmm. But they taught us something in our baby bottles, which was honor yourself and honor that other person. We was taught respect in that baby formula. So you don't want to disrespect a Texan, because they don't know no other way but to straighten you out, okay? However way they do it, to each his own. But that is one thing, you when you go there, you offer, you get, you respect. You respect the persons there. And that's what it's lacking, I find, here. But I've been here such a long time. But once it's embedded in you, when people say, oh, well, in order to get respect, you have to earn it. No, I was born with it, and you're gonna have to get it. And if you don't know how to spell it, I'll show you. Okay? I'm going to show you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different
mm-hmm.
type of It's a different kind. I don't like to use the word breeding, but it is breeding. It's a different type of basics that's put there, and it never changes. It never changes. You can't sway it. It cannot be swayed. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting. So being out here, when I go to Texas, they call me a transplant, okay, because I've been in California so long, but I never forget the land of the red, red sands. And when I have to do things or I'm collaborating with people, all of those teachings come back to me, you know, how important it is to think of others, how important it is to unify, how important it is to explain yourself. Some people hear, some people choose not to hear, but what you have to do is make sure that you've done your job. And if you tell somebody you're going to do something, keep your word, keep it. That's serious, because that's really all you have. And that goes across the nation and not just there. But keep your word. If you tell somebody you're going to do something, do it. Don't come up with excuses. Mm-hmm. Or if you need to find out more information, find out information. Or get back to them. Let them know. When I was in high school, we was little hoodlums, okay? So you know how kids do, teenagers, they be fighting and don't get along. If I say I'm going to be at your house at 3 o'clock, I'm going to be at your house at 3 o'clock to beat you up. Guess what? If I find myself running late, I say I'm not coming at 3. I'll be there at 3:15, but I'm still coming. Okay? So that word is all you actually have. So if you're going to do something, you do it. If you can't, you get to the people and you tell them that you can't, and don't leave them hanging out there. You know, that's the worst dishonor that you can do to anyone. Especially when someone's depending on you, which we should only depend on ourselves. But you know what I'm saying? It takes a unification is a short word, but it's a mighty powerful word. And people call it, they talk it, they speak it, they walk it, but they don't be it. Okay? So word to me, if you say you're gonna do it, otherwise, I'm not gonna fall out with you, but I'm gonna look at you a little bit different. And I believe nothing else you say. You're going to have to really show me how to show me. I'm from the show me state, okay? But I cannot wait to get on to find out how you're going to work it, how it's going to be. All I know is I know it's going to be joyful. It's going to be fun because of your spirit.
It
you
is.
You have a light and bright spirit. You're very, very professional. How can I put it? You're well-rounded, and I know that this is going to be fun, lots of fun. So we're congratulating you. Cannot wait. I know you've been working and putting all the strategies there and setting up all the plans and everything, and it's going to be awesome. Congratulations, because it's needed.
Thank you so much.
It is,
and I'm just so excited because I think people just need to come together. Once you have a discussion, you'll find that we're both on both sides pretty similar in some
things. You are similar, and on that note, we're all the same. We're mirrors, and I don't want to cut you, but I'm watching this clock tick, and you know we're going to
pick
that.
I know you
are. And we short and sweet, so if you wish, let's talk about it during the week. I don't know how your schedule is. Maybe you can come back on Friday and tell us what you found out. It's up to you, because all you're doing is honing in your skills, okay? You're honing in, and we're here to support each and every person that's trying to do what they're trying to do. So on that note, we're going to check out of here. Tiffany with an I, listeners, Mindful Monday, short and sweet. She said that aura, one zoning, is going to be a problem. I hate that. I hate it. But guess what? Through all this, we are still standing, and we're going to stand through this season. Tiffany, have a wonderful evening. Thank you, and we love you. Mindful Monday.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Sharing
care.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.